You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Oshkosh will end the contract to provide EMS services to 7 of the 10 outside municipalities it serves. The Oshkosh Common Council voted unanimously to discontinue providing ambulance services to the Village of Winneconne, the towns of Winneconne, Rustford, Poygan, Utica, Omro, and the City of Omro. Oshkosh will continue providing services to Algoma, Black Wolf, and Nakaimai until the end of 2026. In a previous Common Council meeting, Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson said the reason for discontinuing lies squarely on staffing issues.
I really want to stress that this, for me, and I know for my other council members, is not an economics issue. It's not a money issue. This really is a staffing issue and an issue for our citizens. We want to make sure they have the best service possible. We want to make sure our staff is happy to be here and not stretched too thin.
Last year, Oshkosh did decide to add another ambulance to its fleet, but has not been able to find applicants to staff that ambulance. A new report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health highlights the struggle rural fire and EMS services are facing. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Rural EMS program manager James Small says nearly half the departments in the state aren't able to respond to calls with a basic level of firefighting. Small says departments are relying on mutual aid for that, and that puts pressure on the neighboring agencies to fulfill those requests. He says it's an issue with a declining number of volunteers and a lack of financial resources. Small says regionalizing or consolidating fire and EMS services could help address the issue.
An ordinance on Airbnbs and the like in Neenah has been overturned. A state appeals court overturned the tourist housing ordinance in Neenah Wednesday. The ordinance prohibits owners of residential property from obtaining permits to rent their property unless it was their primary residence. The Wisconsin Realtors Association sued, saying the provision exceeded the city's authority under state law. A circuit court disagreed. The WRA then appealed, and the appeals court sided with the realtors, saying the ordinance does conflict with state law against local limitations on the short-term rental of any residential dwellings. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, are in Texas to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. 5 members of the Wisconsin Task Force 1 from Green Bay, Janesville, and Menominee Fire Departments and 3 canines left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the Regional All-Climate Training Center at Camp Douglas. The team took equipment to assist with search efforts, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of the profits will go towards flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website says it will burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to, having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaii wildfires, Hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. Wisconsin's top election officials say the Madison City clerk acted unlawfully handling those ballots that went uncounted in November. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Mary Beth Witzelbell was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year after 20 years as city clerk. 2 members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democrat Ann Jacobs and Republican Don Millis, conducted the 6-month investigation. They found Witzelbell violated the law on 5 counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling the absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. The commissioners got the most critical when it comes to Witzelbell's actions after those uncounted ballots were found. They say she did nothing as she was on vacation for a month after the election. They also say her deputy clerk did nothing. They said, quote, these ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent, end quote. Commissioners say if Witzelbell had acted sooner, some of those ballots could have been counted. The report also includes 7 new steps for the Madison City Clerk's Office to take to rectify those problems. The Clerk's Office has already implemented some new procedures at the direction of City Attorney Michael Haas, who's also the former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He thanked the commission for its investigation, which he said the city fully cooperated with. He also says he has to review all the recommendations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will vote on the report, recommendations for the City of Madison Clerk's Office, and guidance for clerks around the state 1 week from today. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
If you're spending more time outside this summer, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. Terry Barr explains.
It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers! Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their 6th straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic Franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the 5-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, you are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point. Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight will drop to the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.